Nigeria is possible.
Thank you so much for bringing relevance from you know, the title of what we're talking about today, hashtagging obey. If you look at the first line of the Nigerian national anthem, say, arise, O compatriots, arise. It's a clarion call. It's not calling on the leaders. It's not calling on the National Assembly. It's not calling on the people with the chieftaincy title. It's not calling the big men, the business people in Nigeria. It's not calling the rich men in Nigeria. It's calling all Nigerians. Arise, O compatriots. Nigeria call. Please obey. There is a call. And I want to link it up with what I said earlier. You know, when I was saying it, I didn't understand the meaning until I have to ruminate over it, because sometimes when I speak, it just comes in spontaneous. It's not as if I have some of the things in mind before. You know, but he said, Nigeria call, obey. That obedience. That's why when these people came out with the word obedience, that is the first start. That is the starting point of living up to our nationality. That is the first point. That is the clarion call. Nigeria had called you, just obey. Listen to Nigeria. Listen to the heartbeat of Nigeria. Listen to his yearnings. Because everything, like I said earlier, everything is in our hearts. It's in the hearts. If only you can listen to your hearts, you will see the new Nigeria. And all you need to do is to obey. The call has already been made. The call came with your birth as a Nigerian. Because God would have chosen for you to be born in America or Europe or in any other country. But his choice to make you a Nigerian is because there is something in you that is Nigerian that has to be produced for Nigeria. Arise, O compatriots. Arise, all Nigerians. Nigeria call you. Please obey. That obedience is where the whole thing begins from. That's where it starts. And that's where it ends. We don't need more than that to activate this process. It's just for once in your lifetime now, take the decision now and say, I am a Nigerian. I've decided to live from Nigeria from today, and you will see the changes that will happen. Because it's not been there for us all this while. We think it's not there. But let me tell you what other great nations have done with it. At the time of your birth, as you are growing up, they will show you their story, and they will tell you why you must live for this, their country. And it's imbibed in your spirit, even from the point of your growing up, that nothing will ever take it away from you. That's what happened to the citizens of other countries, and how they were able to bet a nation where all wanting to pick up their national identity. That is the only difference. They know it inside their spirit, in every day of their life. This thing resonates with them. There is a belief system that is at work in them morning, afternoon, evening, that they will never violate anything against their country. They will never stand for anything that is standing against their country. But because it's never been there, but I'm asking you that it can be activated. It can be activated by simple obeying it, obeying your call, obeying your Nigerianness. That is it. Then to bring it to the point of service, I want to know what service is. When you provide service normally, It is for someone else. It's not for you. That's what service means. Something that other people will benefit from. That's what makes it service. So that from now on, anything we want to do for us to truly serve Nigeria, let us look out for those things that does not only attribute to what we benefit from, but what other people will benefit from, what the society will benefit from. That is what service is all about. And the day you decide to serve is the day you decide to become relevant. Because your relevance is in what people can depend on you for. That's what makes you relevant. And there's this adage in my place. They say even a drunkard in the village has something he could do for the villagers. Maybe the day they will have big visitors that bring so many drinks and they're looking for who will drink it, that drunkard will become very relevant on that day. So there's nothing that will make you feel that you don't have anything you can do for Nigeria. There's something you can do for Nigeria. As small as it is, from your family to the community where you live or to on the street where you live, there's something you can do that will start benefiting others. And because Nigeria is our abode where we stay now, anything you do for other people, you're already doing it for Nigeria. Anything you do to other people that is effective, that is adding value, you're already serving Nigeria. But anything you do that is working against Nigeria, what you are providing is a disservice. You are killing the country. You are part of the problem of this country. If any of your actions and decisions are not in line with providing value or, you know, making the society to be better than it is. So now we have a reason to be a Nigerian, and that is to serve Nigeria with our hearts and might. And this whole thing starts from one standing point. It starts from obeying this call. A new Nigeria is possible is a clarion call. It's calling on all Nigerians to have a rethink, to begin to do things differently, to take a personal, I will call it a personal oath, because it's part of the things I did to myself. You're not taking an oath on anyone, you're taking an oath to yourself that I am a Nigerian who must live for the good of Nigeria, and I will never allow myself to be part of anything that will diminish Nigeria or that will reduce the strength of the country. If you can take that to yourself, it's something personal, it's something you are doing just by yourself. No, you are not answerable to anybody, but it is a debt that you owe this country. Because until you pay that debt, it's still a debt. If I don't pay that debt today, my children will have to face it. But it's unfair that I should do what I can do for my children, knowing that all these years from last year was better than this year. And if I leave it for my children, it will be more difficult for them to want to do it in the next 20 or in the next 30 years or in the next 10 years. So that's why we are already here. For me, how do I begin to serve Nigeria? I begin to serve Nigeria when I look inwards to find out that I have a gifting, because everybody has a gift. And that gift, like I said, is not for you. You cannot give yourself what you already have. You are what you have, so you cannot change it. But the value of what you have is based on what the value is adding to other people's lives. I don't need myself, I already have myself. But I need you, because I need you to augment myself, to become a whole,
as a person, I am incomplete without you. In Nigeria, the Hausa man is incomplete without the Igbo man. The Igbo man is incomplete without the Yoruba man. The Yoruba man is incomplete without the Nube man. The Nube man is incomplete without the Ichekiri man. The Thief man is incomplete without the Benin man. So this, once we understand this thing, and we realize that our coming together is what makes us better than we were before, and that there is need for this synergy to take place to make us a greater people, so that the service I'm providing the country and I'm providing to humanity will be bigger than what do you call it, an Anioma man that I am, to a whole country called Nigeria. I have the mentality of an Hausa man and a Yoruba man and Igbo man put together, makes me greater than being one single person. And that is the advantage that Nigerians have over other people from other countries. But we do not know. We hate what would have made us great. Why? Because we do not know. So now, I don't want to serve like my fathers and fail my children tomorrow. No. I want to serve with the full knowledge of what I now know to be truth, to make sure that every single action I take manifests the truth that I've come to know, that my coming together with other Nigerian, other tribes in Nigeria and other people in Nigeria from different ethnic groups and of different religion makes me stronger and better. That will align me to providing effective service for Nigeria. That will make me an effective citizen for Nigeria. And that will make me an effective leader for Nigeria. So the service we are talking about must be born out of what the truth is at the moment, and our ability to align ourselves with the greater future that lies ahead of us. If you've not heard it before, I want to say it to you. Nigeria is the greatest country in the world. Even though we are having issues and having challenges, it still remains, it's not one of the greatest, it's the greatest country in the world. That Nigeria has not become great is because I have not become great. It takes a great people to build a great nation. And the clarion call that we have been made to obey is to see how great we are, so that this greatness can uplift the Nigerian greatness to the global scene, where people will know of the truth that Nigeria is the greatest nation in the world. If Nigeria is the greatest nation in the world, it means that Nigerians are the greatest people in the world. So we must strive to become the greatest humanity in the world, a people that other nations will look up to and they want to learn from. Just like they come in here now to look out for, to search out for gold, to search out for our silver, to block us so that they can take our, if they realize that the greatness of a man lies in his attitude and behavior and in his ability to help others, they will soon understand that what they are coming to Nigeria to look for is no longer mineral resources, but human beings with greater value. Upgraded human beings who know how to love, who know how to cherish, who know how to embrace one another. Because that's what Nigeria has to give to the world, more than oil and gas.